Welcome to meeting number 35 on Tuesday the 26th of February. It's 5:30pm and I declare the meeting open. I welcome councillors, management, members of the public and particularly to our CEO Justin Hennie, as this is your first council meeting here in this magnificent chamber. So welcome to everyone. Welcome to the City of Melbourne. We respectfully acknowledge that we are meeting on the traditional land of the Kulin Nation. This place is now known as Melbourne. Melbourne is one of the great multicultural cities of the world and a significant meeting place. For the Kulin Nation, Melbourne has always been an important meeting place and a location for events of social, educational, sporting and cultural significance. I take this opportunity to notify members of the public that the meeting is being recorded and the audio will be made available on the City of Melbourne website before close of business tomorrow. The unconfirmed minutes of this meeting will also be made available on the City of Melbourne's website as soon as practicable. Should you have any queries relating to the conduct of this meeting, the documentation or the submission process, please speak with a member of our council business team after the meeting. I request that all mobile phones be turned off for the duration of the meeting. Thank you. The agenda comprises 13 reports from management, 5 of which are confidential, and there's one item of general business. Pleased to say that there are no apologies this evening, councillors. Thank you. I'm asking councillors that if you have a direct or indirect interest as defined in the Local Government Act 1989 in relation to a matter to be considered by council this evening, please disclose the type and nature of your interest prior to consideration of the item. Number 3 on the agenda is confirmation of minutes, and I'm calling on a councillor to move a resolution adopting the open minutes of council meeting number 34 that was held on Tuesday 11 December 2019. Councillor Frances Gillie is the quickest off the mark this evening. Thank you. And Councillor Aaron Wood, our Deputy Lord Mayor, has seconded the motion. I'm putting the motion to the vote, and it's all those in favour is unanimous, so I declare that motion carried. Thank you. We are underway. Are there any matters arising from the minutes? Nope. Thank you. As at 3pm today, the following submission was received in accordance with the Council's Conduct of Meetings Local Law 2010, and it was in relation, you'll be pleased to know, Councillor Riley, to Agenda Item 7.1, your post-travel report. Smart City Expo World Congress and Sharing City Summit Barcelona, Spain, November 2018, with an item of correspondence received from Mr. Chris Thrum, and thank you to him for his involvement in our council proceedings. Does any councillor wish at this point to discuss the confidential status of confidential agenda items 6.9 to 6.13? No, thank you very much. There are no reports from committee for consideration in open session. There are 8 reports from management for consideration in open session. The first item is item 6.1, which is records of assemblies of councillors. Would any councillors like a presentation on this agenda item? No? Good, thank you. I'm then going to call on a councillor to move the motion. Deputy Lord Mayor, thank you. And a councillor to second. Councillor Oak, thanks very much. Would the mover like to speak to the motion? No. Would the seconder like to speak to the motion? No. Thank you. Are there any other speakers to this motion this evening? No. Okay, great. That means I can now put the motion to the vote. All those in favour of the motion, please raise your hand. It's unanimous, so I declare that motion carried. Item 6.2, authorisations under the Planning and Environment Act 1987. Is there a councillor that would like a presentation on this agenda item? No, thank you. I am then going to call on a councillor, Deputy Lord Mayor. Thank you for moving the motion, and Councillor Rees, thank you for seconding the motion. Would the mover like to speak to the motion? No. Would the seconder like to speak to the motion?
Yes, very briefly, Lord Mayor, just to say that the appointment of a new authorised officer is a good thing for the City of Melbourne. You know, our planning enforcement team have an important job to do. You know, It's no secret to anyone in this chamber about the building boom that Melbourne is going through, and those officers have a big job to do, investigating public complaints, responding to them, and ensuring that our local building sites meet with and local buildings meet with them and comply with the orders of this place. So yes, good to have another officer out on the beat.
Thank you, Councillor Rees. Are there any other speakers to this motion this evening? No, then I'm going to put the motion to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hand. And that's unanimous. So I declare that motion carried. Item 6.3 is Queen Victoria Market Precinct Renewal Program Reserve Quarterly Report. Would councillors like a presentation on this item? No, thank you very much. I am going to put the motion and I'm calling on a seconder to second. Councillor Rees, thank you. I am noting that the report from our officers say and reflect the fact that work is underway, that Heritage Victoria, in terms of discussions with them in relation to activities that are planned but need approval, that process is also underway, that together with management there is a program of maintenance and improvements, and that the fact that we're sitting in positive territory from a financial perspective means we've got good capacity to be able to get on with the works that are required up there at the market to keep improving it and investing in it as a place that is important to so many locals and visitors alike. Would the seconder like to speak to the motion? Councillor Rees.
Thank you, Lord Mayor. Just to note that construction is underway on the Munro site. That is going to be a fantastic development for the city and for the market. It does deliver $70 million in community facilities, 500 market car parking spaces and 56 affordable housing units. So things are well and truly underway as part of the QVM development.
Thank you. Are there any other councillors that would like to speak to the motion? Councillor Wood.
Thanks, Lord Mayor. This is our quarterly report where we simply check the reserve in the fund. Obviously, for any asset sales and any underlying surpluses go to the Queen Victoria Market Precinct Renewal Fund. Important to note that we've spent close to $20 million of that fund so far, so not a small amount of money that's been spent. And what we need to keep an eye on is that with the program delivery, so not the hard infrastructure, we've spent $13 million against our old business case of just over $20 million. So that's 63% of budget for program delivery. So we're going to need to keep a close eye as we continue the delivery of this project and perhaps recast the budget in the coming months.
Good, thank you. Any other councillors like to speak to this motion? Councillor Riley.
Thank you, Lord Mayor. I mean, I particularly like the way that the part of the renewal where the lights have gone up along Elizabeth Street. I went past the other night and I thought, what a huge improvement from a very dark area to a very festive style of leading into the market. But I do still want a little bit of clarification from you, Lord Mayor. When you said about the heritage, were you referring that the Stringbing Alley with their new trader containers, has that been approved, or were you referring to the overall heritage sheds?
It's a very good question. I guess I was encapsulating all of the work in a summary in relation to Heritage Victoria. So Stringbane Alley approval has now been given, and so the market is able to get underway with purchasing and letting those containers along Stringbane Alley with Heritage Victoria, acknowledging that would have no impact on the heritage elements of the market. So that's good. And then in both in relation to restoration works and renovation works, because there two separate types of works programs. Those discussions and preparation of applications are underway with Heritage Victoria, so just noting that we're working closely with them. Oh, I need to have that on. Any other speakers to the motion? Councillor Watts.
I just have a question too on that string bean alley. I'm not sure what's meant by temporary.
In relation to the containers.
How long did they, does Heritage, how long does the permit last in that, what do they think the word temporary means?
All right, I'm looking at Rob, but Jo has her hand up. So Rob, would you like to answer this? We're competing for it, it's great. Good, I'm going to defer to Jo.
Thank you, Lord Mayor. The permit provides for the installation of the containers for a period of 5 years from the granting of the permit.
Good. Any other questions or speakers, I should say, speakers to this motion, just to bring it back to where we're at? No? Then I'm going to put the motion to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hand. That's unanimous, so we declare that motion carried. Thank you. Item 6.4, which is the 2018-19 Council Works Program, a second quarter report. Would councillors like a presentation on this item? No? Great. I'm calling on a councillor to move the motion, Councillor Rees, and a councillor to second the motion, Councillor Pinder. Thank you. Councillor Rees, would you like to speak to the motion?
No, Lord Mayor.
Thank you. Councillor Pinder, would you like to speak to the motion?
No, Lord Mayor.
All right. Given that there's a lot of detail in the motion, so acknowledging that it's worthwhile making sure that all of that detail is in there so that everybody's absolutely clear on the progress and where we're at with our Capital Works program, I'm going to put the motion to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hands. Great. Did I miss an opportunity, Councillor Oak? Oh, I thought I had done that bit, sorry. Speakers, anybody like to speak to the motion? Right, okay, we're all unanimous, so thank you. Motion carried. 6.5, Melbourne Fashion Week Runway Production Agency Tender Contract Number 3587. Would councillors like a presentation on the item? No, I'm actually... Who would... I am calling on a councillor to move the motion. Councillor Riley, thank you. Councillor to second the motion. Councillor Pinder, thank you. Councillor Riley, would you like to speak to the motion?
Yes, I would, if I could put this on. I actually had a question on the nominated specialists that do the evaluation, and particularly, are they all in-house in the City of Melbourne? I sort of knew three of them were, but the procurement specialist chair, is that a person that is a consultant, or is it part of our own procurement?
I'm going to defer that question to Katrina McKenzie.
Alexandra, in the category manager and procurement, is in our in-house team, yes.
Was that the question, Councillor Riley?
All in-house.
In reference to all of them, yes.
Okay, all right. Just wondered if we should be looking at that.
Okay, well, in terms of the motion tonight, were there any other comments in relation to the motion tonight?
No, Lord Mayor.
Good, thank you. Councillor Pinder.
Only to say, Lord Mayor, that Event Gallery, I think, earned their stripes last year. And I think really worthwhile that they have come out on top for the next two. Thanks.
Other speakers to the motion, Deputy Lord Mayor.
Just from a tender management point of view, obviously the next two items relate to tenders being awarded. In both instances, we've got the incumbent has been successful. Both of them were set price contracts, which is an industry standard. And it's obviously both of them have scored very highly on their ability to deliver. So as Councillor Pinder said, it's a nod to their past delivery.
Good, thank you. Any other speakers to this motion this evening? Any other speakers to this motion this evening, just to make up for the bit I missed earlier? I'm now going to put the motion to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hands. That's unanimous, so we declare that motion carried and comments noted. Thank you. We move to 6.6, as anticipated by the Deputy Lord Mayor. It's Melbourne Fashion Week AV and Lighting Design Tender Contract number 3588. Would councillors like a presentation on this motion? No, I'm calling on a councillor to move the motion, please. Councillor Riley, and a councillor to second the motion. Councillor Pinder, thank you. Councillor Riley, would you like to speak to the motion?
Lord Mayor.
Thank you. Councillor Pinder, would you like to speak to the motion?
No, Lord Mayor.
Thank you. Any other speakers to the motion this evening? None. Then I'm going to put the motion to the vote. All those in favour? That's unanimous. So I declare that motion carried. Thank you, councillors. Item 6.7, Procurement Australasia Limited, formerly known as MAPS Group Pty Ltd, trading results to 30 September 2018.
Lord Mayor, I need to declare that I am a board member of Procurement Australasia. Thank you.
Is that a direct? Indirect due to conflicting duties. Thank you, Councillor Riley. I'm calling on would councillors like a presentation on the agenda item? No. I'm calling on a councillor, please, to move this motion, and Deputy Lord Mayor is moving it, and a councillor to second the motion. Councillor Lilou, thank you very much. DLM, would you like to speak to the motion?
Very briefly, Lord Mayor, it's a good result. 3.162 million compared to a profit last year of just under $1 million at 0.816 million. So this is a strong result. The actual report itself is excellent. It's very comprehensive across the board. Obviously, energy is a big space that Procurement Australasia is moving into, and it also talks about the expansion of the business as well. So some really strong results. Dividend payment of $72,500. Obviously, as City of Melbourne, we'd always like to see that dividend increase over the years, but we're always happy with a positive result.
Thank you, Deputy Lord Mayor. And would the seconder like to speak to the motion, Councillor Liu? Any other speakers to this motion? No? All right, well, I'm going to put the motion to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hands. That's unanimous, so I declare that motion carried. Thank you. We'll ask Councillor Riley to come back in to join us for 6.8. Thanks, Councillor Riley. We're going to consider funding support requests February 2019. Are there any councillors that would like a presentation on this item? No. I'm calling on a councillor to move the motion. Councillor Oak, thank you. And a councillor to second the motion. Councillor Lelou, thank you. Councillor Oak, would you like to speak to the motion?
Not necessarily. No, I'm happy to support these two recommendations. Thank Katrina and team for reviewing and assessing and do what they do with our discretionary fund. I can't speak on the second item. It sounds like something we should support, though, and something that's reflective of other events that we've supported in the past. So I support based on that, and clearly the support of the Women's Hospital is something the city interested in. And the purchase of the two tables for the Africa Day Gala dinner is something that I put forward every year. I think it's important. The city works with a lot of African communities within the City of Melbourne, and the provision of a table for the community that the members that they work with, I think, is important. Likewise, having the opportunity for councillors to also attend and show our support at this event that's been going on for, I guess, about 6 or so years. So, and I see that the Lord Mayor is speaking at it this year. So I encourage other councillors to attend. So I support the recommendation.
Thank you, Councillor Oak. Councillor Lelu, would you like to speak to the motion? Well, I'm going to ask if there are any other speakers to this motion this evening. No, good. Well, I'm putting the motion to the vote. All those in favour? All hands are up in the air, so that is unanimous, and I declare that motion carried. Thanks, councillors. This concludes the reports from management to be considered in open session. There is one item of general business for consideration this evening, and that's item 7.1, post-travel report by Councillor Susan Riley. It was the Smart City Expo World Congress and Sharing Cities Summit, Barcelona, Spain, November 2018. I'm calling on a councillor to move this. Would you like to? Yeah. Yes? You're going to move it, Councillor Riley. Thank you, and I think that's terrific. Is there a councillor that's going to second the motion? Councillor Watts, thank you very much. Would the mover like to speak to the motion, Councillor Riley?
Yes, I would. Thank you, Lord Mayor. It was exciting. The Smart City Expo was attended by 146 countries, 700 cities, which included 844 exhibitors and 400 speakers, with a total attendee of over 21,000 delegates. I had the opportunity to speak at a panel discussion around managing data, as well as a presentation on bringing data to life. But the one that really took the audience by surprise was the City of Melbourne's background in the bike sharing platform of O-Bikes. It was a great learning experience for other cities. Now, the World City Awards were presented to 7 outstanding proposals selected from 473 entries. The City of Melbourne was a finalist in the city category for its smart city approach and open data innovation, which was an amazing achievement, being the first time we have ever entered this award program. Unfortunately, we're not the winners, Singapore was, but we will be the winners next time. Now, the Sharing City Summit focused on boosting common outcomes and collaboration between cities and other successes. The city has been invited to be a signatory, which Cathy Oak has been part of, and this invitation is currently being explored by our Smart City Office, with a resolution of council required to further down the track. Now, I also had the opportunity for a site visit at the Mercats de Barcelona. The market is a public-private partnership between the traders and the council. The agreement was the key word, where all traders had to sign off on the renewal. And I do encourage councillors to read this part of the report. I found it incredible how they pulled this off. Now, I also met with the council, read the tourism strategy in regard to short-stay accommodation. With 17 million tourists that come to Barcelona per year, the council had to shift the focus from promotion to management. A nominal tourist tax is now charged. The council now employs 40 compliance inspectors to assess the apartments across the city. This plan has reduced 6,000 illegal short-stay apartments down to 100. So the whole experience was just fantastic. It was great. And I'd also like to thank Brendan Carrick and our Smart City Office for the proposal, and Chris Thrum for his kind words tonight. Thank you.
Excellent. Councillor Riley, thank you. Now, would the seconder like to speak to the motion? Councillor Watts.
Yes. I can see that Councillor Riley gathered a great deal of information on a lot of different fronts for our city. When we think of smart city, we think of high tech and data and innovative economy, but I see Councillor Riley's managed to bring us information about what it takes to be a smart city in many aspects of the way a city is managed, and I thank her for that.
Thank you, Councillor Watts. Other speakers to the motion? Councillor Pinder.
Lord Mayor, these trips are quite exhausting and, really require you to be on air from early morning till late at night, and I'm really surprised at the amount of work that Councillor Riley has done while she's been away, and with the added bonus of the information from Mercat de Barcelona, it's fabulous. good outcomes.
Thank you, Councillor Rees.
Thank you, Lord Mayor. Look, I also just want to commend Councillor Riley for an excellent travel report. I'm sure a lot of councillors often find working your way through all the paperwork that we have to work through as councillors can sometimes be burdensome. But I was absolutely delighted to read this most readable travel report that was just chock full of really great ideas and insights for the City of Melbourne. And look, one of the things that really struck me was just the strength of feeling amongst the councillors in Barcelona about the strong role that they have to play as custodians of that city. And it's a city of Gaudi, it's a city of Gothic architecture, it's a city full of some of the world's best contemporary architecture as well. And at every turn, you have an activist council who are prepared to step up when the challenges of that city calls for it. So well done to a great report, and well done for sharing so many insights with us, Councillor Riley.
Councillor Oak.
I was just going to pick up on Councillor Rees's last word, sharing, and actually and point to 10.2 of your report and recommendation around the Sharing Cities Declaration. I think it's interesting that when we first had the presentation about sharing cities in the meeting room over there a few years ago, a lot of the talk then was around Airbnb and Uber and so much more, and yet the Sharing Cities Alliance and the conference that you attended now has totally shifted that, and actually it's not about those the big organisations like that, it's actually about the nitty-gritty and the smaller sharing opportunities that we have in our cities that are going to be so important when it comes to issues like waste and resource recovery, and but community building and placemaking. And the Sharing Cities Alliance, I think, is something that we really should consider to be involved in and learn from, as you have in your travels and in your report, you note on that. I think it's something certainly innovative cities and smart cities are doing in how we actually share more, and we are certainly doing that around data, and we are leading in that space, and I agree we should be up there winning the award, Councillor Riley, but certainly 10.2, I'm really interested in management's assessment of whether we should become a signatory, but more than signatory, actually really actively take part in more discussion around how we can share in our cities, and like the men sheds and like the tool sheds and repair cafes. It's not just, you know, in fact, Airbnb is certainly not the model sharing organisation as it was a few years ago. Thank you, Councillor Riley.
Good. Any other speakers to this motion? I was just going to note that in addition to going over there with an agenda in terms of to learn and to share, that these trips have a value that go beyond you know, those particular issues. And we see that every day because our councillors are able to bring knowledge that they've gathered from trips into current conversations and issues as they arise. And that's certainly the case, for example, with some of those learnings following our fire at NEO 21, and some of the responses Councillor Riley's been able to add value into those conversations based on knowledge obtained during that trip, even though it might not have been the focus point at the time. So there's always a breadth of value that comes from these experiences, the conversations and the learnings that happen on these experiences. So well done. If there are no other speakers, I'm going to put the motion to the vote. All those in favour? It's unanimous. I declare that motion carried. Thank you. Well, this concludes the items of general business for consideration in open session. I'm going to ask councillors, are there any items of proposed urgent business this evening? No, thank you very much. I then call on a councillor to move the motion displayed on the screen to close the meeting to public, so that we can consider the items of confidential business this evening. Councillor Pinder, thank you. And a seconder, if I could please have one. Councillor Rees, thank you. That means I can put the motion to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hand. Unanimous, so I declare that motion carried. I wish to thank the members of the public for their interest and for attending and supporting our meeting this evening, and declare the open meeting closed to the public at 5:59 p.m. Thank you very much.